We've done the cell phone, and you'll be able to do yours now and test it. Let's also think about the things that are at our homes. And right now, while we're here, think about some of the things that are electronics or that would have energy that might be noxious in some way to us. And let's wrap those items in the blue blanket or package them, whatever you like to visualize. Let's consider things like the television set, the VCR, the DVD player, whatever you have along those lines, the radio, anything with digital clocks and numbers. In our kitchen, we have a stove, a refrigerator, a microwave, a coffee maker. You can check these things and see if they do have noxious energies radiating out for them, just like we did on the cell phone. You can either turn the item on or you can ask to test it under the conditions that it is turned on. And then that way you don't have to turn it on, because you can drive yourself crazy going around and creating the exact physical world conditions when it doesn't matter, because you're testing what is the situation when this is turned on and at this particular time. You would be asking it in the now when you're doing it that way versus asking it what it was yesterday or last month. So just ask to test what it is in the now and get your reading, and then you can go through and put your blue blanket on it. Other possibilities of things, if you think when you're sleeping, we spend more hours in the bedroom than a lot of other places. So a lot of people have their TV set and things in there. Some people even have a computer in there. And maybe next to your head, you have an alarm clock that's digital or a radio that's digital. Those things put out a lot of energy. Sometimes like 3 feet or more has been my testing. Well, if your head is close to it, you're definitely in that energy field. You also might use something electric. Maybe you're using an electric blanket, or maybe you're using some kind of massage thing or whatever. Anything that has electronics related to it, just double check and see. Maybe you even have beds and things that have electronics that move them around at the touch. Check and see for yourself, because it may not be noxious to you. What's noxious to one person may not be noxious to another. So when you're asking the question, I ask if I'm going to do a property clearing, I say, I'd like to identify the energies that are noxious to the people living here and using it. Because sometimes I find things are not noxious to me at all, but they're horrible for other people. Just like one person will get sick for one reason and another person won't. So you have to check and see how it relates to you specifically. And that's the beauty of this. You customize it to, what is this doing to me? I don't care what it's doing to my neighbor down the street when it's at my house. I care about, what is this doing to me? What are my sleeping conditions doing to me? So that can be a way that you can bless yourself in a lot of ways, just getting this done at your home. Again, you give it the transfer feature, and if you buy another one and you choose if it's appropriate for your relatives or loved ones to have that as well, it can be a good idea to tell them what you're up to. Ask that if it's not appropriate for them or for their experience, if they need to still experience it, that so be it, because we're only controlling what happens with ourselves. Okay. When we make it permanent, for as long as it is divine will to be so, the effects will not wear off. It's been my experience that with testing with dowsing, and I asked, will it wear off even after this lifetime or after I'm not in that place anymore? And the answer I get is no. But I put the intention on there that it be permanent for as long as it is divine will to be so. Now, suppose I move out of this house, or I was just renting, or I was staying in a motel room for the night. It would be appropriate for me, but it may not be appropriate for the next person that stays there. So we're not imposing ever. We're always thoughtful of the free will and the choice of others and the learning experiences of others. So yes, I do find that it is permanent, but for as long as it is divine will to be so. Now, we have other people in our homes besides us a lot of times. For your loved ones, if it's appropriate for them and recognizing their free will, you would like to apply this for their experience as well. Sometimes I even suggest that people let other members of their family know, this is what I'm doing, just out of a courtesy, because you're changing their environment and they have free will to create the environment that they want. We may not know what's best for them. So just say, this is what I'm doing. If you don't want it for your reality, You have the right of refusal. So you say that you would choose this for your loved ones if it's appropriate for them at this time. So wrap everything that's electronics and then ask for the angels to, I love this one because I always forget things, ask for the angels to do the errors and omissions for you. Anything you may have forgotten, ask them to take care of it for you. It's wonderful. They never miss a thing. Now, when you go out to a restaurant, oftentimes a microwave is in use. We've blanketed the one at our home, and we've asked that it get the transfer feature. So anytime you use another microwave, or for your experience, if you're someplace and someone else is using it in preparing your food, you want this to be in effect. A microwave is a unique thing. Have you heard them say, I'm nuking the food? Well, when I've done my dowsing experiments to check the energy value of food before you put it in the microwave and when it comes out, it can take something that has an energy level on a scale of 1 to 10, an 8, and drop it down to maybe a 2. So it can really nuke your food. You don't want it that way for your experience, so say what you do want. I choose that whenever the food goes in my microwave, the energy will come out enhanced. That's what I choose from my experience. And if I go someplace and someone else is using a microwave at a restaurant or home, I choose that my food still come out enhanced. I want the transfer feature. Everywhere I go, that's what I want from my experience. Now, if others are ready to be blessed with that for their experience, if I go to a restaurant and it enhances the food for me and it's appropriate to enhance it for others, let it be so. But here again, we don't overstep other people's free will or their experience they need to have for their growth and development. So if it's appropriate for them, bless them with it too. So that way, everywhere you go, you are truly an instrument of peace, and you are bringing about the energies of love, light, and healing just by your presence of being there.